All right. Incidental findings with Dan McCollum. This one is a heartbreak, right? This we deal with all the time. And my thought is this is his dad. We know the end of the story now, who has a very poor outcome and was never notified that anyone can recognize about an incidental finding, a liver mass. The recommendation is that patients always be told and that it be both verbal and in writing. In my personal experience, most of the time these incidental findings are recognized after the patient's gone home.
Right.
I'm one of the people that makes those phone calls after consulting with our attendings. What would you like me to tell them? So the thought of how do we put it in writing so that they're well aware? Are patients not following up? Huge fear. Like this was a terrible outcome and how generous of the family to use it as a teaching point for all of us. So it is really important that we get them, that if we know about, they should be in those discharge paperwork, and it should be part of the education always. And kind of that balance, Lisa, you and I talked about, how do you make sure that they recognize the gravity without scaring them to death or making a false assumption about
how do you convey this message to them so that they understand that it's important, but not to have them freaking out and, you know, rushing to the emergency department again saying, look, they found this thing, what do I do? You know, you have to discuss it really carefully with your patients. And it's not just the patients that, you know, come into the county facility that we're talking about. It happened to my dad. You know, my dad went in for his checkup. He was sick a few years back. He was intubated in the ICU, and he goes in for his checkups. And they said, you need to come back in to get stuff redone. And I asked him, well, can you tell me what happened? I'm asking my dad. He says, I don't know. I said, well, what did they tell you? They said, I don't know. They just saw something. They want me to come in and get, you know, blood work and an x-ray. I'm like, well, what do they think it is? I don't know. Well, okay. So then he goes to his appointment and, you know, I'm waiting for his appointment day and he comes back and I said, okay, well, what did the doctor said? He says, I don't know. He just said, okay, come back again when the results are here. And I said, well, what did they take the x-ray for? I don't know. Well, what did they take the blood work? I don't know. So it's not it's not as easy as it sounds, because my dad's a very intelligent person. He does ask appropriate questions, but he's also very trusting in the medical professions that they will just do what they need to do to make sure that he's okay. So to discuss this with him and tell him why they're doing what they, I think that they had to do a better job in that aspect.
And the important aspect there of recruiting a family member.
Yes.
I'm quite sure he'd be like, call my daughter Lisa, who's a nurse.
Right. Well, my mom was there, and my mom is a very chatty person. She's not very shy at all, to say the least. And when I asked her, I go, well, why did they want him back? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, what? Nobody's talking. Nobody's asking questions. And so, you know, everything turned out fine, and it was just a little blip on his x-ray, and it was fine.
But it might not have been.
Yeah, it might not have been, but nobody verbalized it properly to him, the
right.
severity or lack of severity
or they,
of the issue.
They did, and it wasn't so severe that it just went right by him.
Yeah.
I mean, because we don't, when we're patients, we don't grasp it all.
True.
We're tired, we're trusting, we're hopeful, we're scared, we're whatever we are, but we don't listen, which is the whole point of should also be in writing or for a family member. And all I can think of is the bazillion phone calls I've made that I'm giving it to the patient, right? Over the phone. And yes, I document, but that's not the same. Does
right.
the patient have a way to re-reference
right.
that later? So important for us to think about.
And we already discussed about the discharge paperwork. Even if it's on there, it's going to go in the trash anyway. So it's not like they're going to keep that
yeah,
around.
True. I know. We got to figure out a better way.
Got to have a better way, yeah.